7 after the hour now. What's new in the world of medicine and health is the discussion with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the air. We all sing him a happy birthday weekend because it is his birthday weekend. Won't ask him how old he is because that's impertinent, I guess. It doesn't make any difference anyway. It's all a BS number. And that's a good place for us to start, other than reminding you that you can reach out to Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536. The medical expert here on the Good Day program, having a little traveling this weekend. And as you get older, all of us, as we get older, think about our bodies and kind of what's going on. We sometimes don't deal with our bodies well until there's something wrong, which is a sad reality, but I guess it is. Can you see people in your practice? I had late cardiology down in the Orlando area every week, every day, who have not dealt with, have not been conscious, have not thought of their amazing body, that amazing tool. I will tell you how amazing it is. You got to wonder. I think I told you last week about my friend Meredith's brother, who at 57 had pancreatic cancer. He died yesterday, but he kept going. The hospice people said he would be gone last week. But this guy was an extreme athlete and had really taken great care of his physical body. So his heart was strong, lasted a lot longer than most would have thought. But the other side of it is, and this is sort of the straight, he's a very smart guy. Meredith talks about what's in his refrigerator, and it's all processed foods, all things that I wouldn't eat, and she wouldn't eat, and you wouldn't eat, probably. So you got to wonder how much, what, I don't know what causes pancreatic cancer. Maybe you can enlighten us as to that, or any of these cancers that seem just so ferocious. But under the circumstances, sometimes you think smart people do dumb things. And I wonder if that's a good place to, you know, again, he was 57 and way too young, you would think, for most people who are vital to die. So and maybe this is like there's about 18 questions in all of this, and beside a happy birthday, God love you.
Where do I start?
Yeah, where do you start?
Well, thanks so much. And I am just walking the walk. You know, I talk all week to my patients about getting the steam out of their ears, Doug, and just listening to the body, and when the body needs a rest, to just rest it and train, don't strain, don't push it too hard. The body will push back if you don't listen to it. So I, along with my wife and daughter, am letting the steam out of my ears and coming to my happy place for my birthday. My wife has given me a present beyond belief to celebrate my birthday. It's amazing how she knows the only thing that I probably didn't have but wanted, and she's provided it for me this weekend. And you talk about the body's, the machinery of the body, and it really is. It's an incredibly complex device, and you have to treat it delicately. And if you don't, it pushes back. And it pushes back in mysterious ways. Sometimes it will create very uncomfortable palpitations. Your heart will feel like it fluctuates. It turns over in the center of your chest because you're not taking care of yourself. You're not sleeping enough. You're pushing yourself too hard. Sometimes when you push yourself too hard, the immune system doesn't work well. It doesn't protect you from bugs and organisms and even from cancer. So treat that body well. The hormones in your body will be in the right proportions. They can get out of whack when you're not treating the body well. And it's all a matter of these things, the foods you're talking about, the exercise, the environment you live in, and just listening to it and doing what it asks. And you mentioned about intelligent people. It depends how you define intelligence. Are you defining it by IQ, by common sense, by wisdom? It depends how you define it. But people who have high IQs don't necessarily do what is
common sense,
the most important thing for their body in the priorities that they should.
Yeah, that's common sense as much as anything else. Well, it's just people are confronted with things, but there's so much information around today, Ken, that leads one to believe that you have to do the right thing exercise-wise and eating and getting enough rest. That's stuff that you harp on all the time, call after call after call after call. You wonder if part of the human condition is being deaf to and dumb and blind when it comes to things that are important to you. Maybe we are self-destructive.
Well, in many people are, not everybody, but denial is just, we've talked about this before, it's an incredibly strong, powerful emotion, and people don't want to accept what's there. They want to put other priorities ahead, and they just want it out of their mind. They think if they think about it, it's going to happen. That mentality is there. If it wasn't, I would get home. I've told you this too many times, a lot earlier than I do at night.
Yep. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. A lot of doctors, by the way, don't live as long. I think, as a matter of fact, didn't we discuss once a chart that you had found or we'd seen something that indicated that doctors don't take as good a care of themselves as you might think, and that their average lifespan was less than the average person's lifespan? Do I remember that in the back of my mind somewhere?
I think it varies. I think on average they may slightly live less than some, but I have known many doctors who have taken care of themselves extremely well and live longer than what you would expect. So, you know, doctors are like other humans, and it just depends on the lifestyle that they maintain. And, you know, I think a lot of doctors do keep themselves away from a lot of things as they are working, and it just depends. There are another group of doctors who are under a lot of stress. They have access to things that they shouldn't be doing, and they can be self-destructive also. Yeah. Doctors are like human beings, just like the rest of us.
I think I remember reading something about X-ray doctors who are involved in, and it's X-ray technology, but the doctors, there's a person who administers it that usually is a technician. What do they call doctors who are around X-rays a lot?
Radiologists.
Radiologists, thank you. Don't they have a higher instance of cancer?
I don't think so. I think they it depends on how careful they are and how much exposure there is. And, you know, I think this is something that some of us are probably guinea pigs, and, you know, we'll probably know a lot more about this in the next few decades.
Mm-hmm. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here to take your calls, talk about what's happened this week in terms of the medical news, what are important things, the Olympics, the Olympians. You see anything or anybody among the athletes that looks like a really wonderful example of health, well-being, physicality? I haven't seen any special problems that have, I would admit to not being that close to the Olympics, but have you observed anything health-wise, or is there a lesson health-wise we can get from some of these Olympic athletes?
Oh, well, I've just been amazed. You know, I enjoy especially watching the gymnastics and our women's gymnastics team. I just want to tip my hat off to them. Amazing. The swimming has been amazing. These people, they just train and push the body to their limits, and it's just an amazing event. I look forward to the Summer Olympics every 4 years. And one of the things that has impressed me is the diets that these folks are on. Most of them, right during the Olympics, they're eating about 10,000 calories a day, which is just unbelievable when you think that women need about 1,200 to 1,500 calories a day on average, and most adult men about 1,500 to 1,800 calories. These folks are burning up 10,000 calories a day.
Wow. And you look at the shape of some of these men and women and how they've trained themselves, and you have to have, you see extraordinary care being taken. And it's really nice, I think, to see the women and the men in such wonderful shape because they've devoted themselves to something.
It can be done. It's inspiration for all of us.
Yeah, it really is. 888-553-7536. As we get through callers, email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstephan.com. He's Dr. Ken. I'm Doug. And Don has called us from Key West with an interesting question. Don, go ahead. Ask Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Dr. Ken. My lab report came back, and my urine analysis is 5.5 pH balance. I'm just wondering, how important is your pH balance?
Do you have any medical problems?
Yes, I have high blood pressure. I take medication for it. I have a thyroid problem. I'm hypothyroid, and I'm going to take some tests. I have a nodular thyroid, too.
Okay, but that's okay. You know, the usual, do you have anything going on in your urinary tract? The urine pH, it can vary from like 4.4 to 9. Healthy people usually have it between 4.5 and 7.5. But there are some diets, there are some metabolic imbalances and diseases, that, and also being on some drugs that can make it either acidic or alkaline. But unless you're way out of the range, you know, the alternative doctors tend to focus on this more than the traditional doctors. You can also sometimes get an alkaline urine pH 7 to 8 when you have a urinary tract infection, and that's how I think most of us traditional doctors most commonly look at the urinary pH.
There's a the pH. I'm someone who, from time to time, Don tests my own pH, and it's supposed to be about 7. If you're having if it's too alkaline, then there are problems, as Ken has just suggested. If it's too acidic, supposedly acidic is whatever it does to the body, as Ken suggested. Some of the homeopaths will tell you an acidic base will lead you more to a body imbalance and immunity imbalance and more likelihood of things like cancers developing. That's what they'll tell you, whether Ken would agree with that or not.
Well, urine pH can become acidic. It can decrease because you're breaking down proteins,
yeah.
You're vomiting. And this can often occur because your body temperature elevates or you have an infectious disease or starvation.
Yeah, and you maybe test your alkalinity, or you test your pH by putting the paper in your mouth rather than using it on urine, Ken. Do you think that's a better test, a saliva test?
Well, if I was an alternative doctor, I would.
Yeah. All right, Don, hopefully that helps you out. Thank you for the call. Good luck to you. 888-553-7536. Wasn't it, I think a couple of weeks ago, we talked about lemons. Didn't I ask you that question, whether we drink lemon juice rather than lemonade, if that helps to balance your pH?
It'll help decrease your appetite. It's a great way to lose weight.
Yeah. Well,
put some water in it and take some lemon and realize you might actually make that a beneficial appetite suppressant.
And apples, too. Last
yes.
week you said 2 apples a day were a good way to keep the doctor away.
Yes.
And apples before eating a meal really do a lot. It's very helpful in many ways, including filling you up so you don't eat as much as you might otherwise. And apples, just all kinds of things. So water and apples before you eat is a key idea. 21 after the hour with Dr. Ken here on the Good Day Weekend program.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your calls at 888-553-7536 all across the country on hundreds of great radio stations and on the internet at DougStephan.com. You can hear this program on TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio. You'll find a station that you like. And this is one of the wonderful gems in weekend radio. I say that being involved in it, it sounds pretty self-serving, but more people listening to this health and well-being program than any other health program of its type on the weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the master of information. He has a blog at his website, drkenshow.com. You can click on the upper right-hand corner and discuss medical issues, which is a cool thing. A lot of breakthroughs and important science this week to discuss. And, of course, your calls, as usual, 888-553-7536. Joe's listening to KFWB in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air with Dr. Ken.
Hey, Dr. Ken, how are you?
Good, Joe. Nice to hear from you.
I have a question. I heard, okay, you can help me pronounce this vitamin. I have neuropathy in my feet. It's getting bad, or it's been bad for 2 years. And I heard there's a vitamin, and I can't quite pronounce its name, alpha something or other that reverses neuropathy in the feet.
Well, Joe, neuropathy is not a single problem. There are a lot of different causes for neuropathy. Are you diabetic?
Yes.
Because that's the most common cause. Autoimmune diseases can cause it, you know, where the body's immune system attacks the body thinking it's normal, such as like in rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and even Guillain-Barré syndrome. You can be exposed to some poisons, heavy metals, certain medications that we use to treat cancer, like chemotherapy. Sometimes with infections, you can get these neuropathies, viruses, bacterial infections, even Lyme disease, shingles, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis C, AIDS, all of these. Trauma or pressure on nerves can cause neuropathies, tumors, and vitamin deficiencies, and this is where maybe you're headed, especially the B vitamins, B1, B6, B12, can are very important for keeping those nerves of your body healthy. Vitamin E and niacin also play a role in nerve health. And there's some other diseases, kidney, liver, an underactive thyroid, all can cause peripheral neuropathy. So is neuropathy reversible? What you need to do before you treat it, if you listen to me, you know, you need to make the diagnosis. And this is an example of a problem where it's especially crucial. You need a good detective to figure out what's causing your neuropathy. And a lot of them, you can do a lot to help. And especially the diabetics, do you know what your hemoglobin A1C is?
No.
Well, yesterday you should know. I want you on Monday to talk, make an appointment, make sure that they're following this, and that's the best way now to follow your blood sugar. It gives you an average for 3 months. The way to make sure your neuropathy.
Oh yeah, I think I'm averaging a 7.
7, okay. For diabetics, that's about where you want it. And for people who don't yet have diabetes, you want it under 6. Even a little lower would be even more ideal. But that's the key ingredient for getting the neuropathy better, because if not, your feet are going to burn. You're not going to be able to sense anything from the soles of your feet when it gets really severe. That's why diabetics start getting ulcers and breakdown and just infections as these things just don't heal. So please keep that blood sugar under control.
Okay, doctor. How about that vitamin? You mentioned the B's, but there's one that starts with an A, alpha, something or other.
It's not a vitamin, sir. It's a supplement. It wouldn't be.
Yeah.
It's not a vitamin. People are confused.
How do you pronounce that supplement's name?
I haven't the slightest idea. You can give us enough information. I don't have an idea. Do you, Ken?
No, there are some alternative treatments. Alpha-lipoic acid, I think, is what you're referring to.
Yeah, that's
right.
It.
Yeah, this is an antioxidant. It's been used in Europe for a while. And some people do see some benefits with it. There are some side effects to it, some upset stomach and skin rash. Acupuncture and biofeedback are some of the other alternative medicine treatments that have shown some evidence that they actually do work.
There you go, sir.
But keep the diabetes under control. That's the key, Joe.
Thank you, sir. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. There's this new digital pill the FDA has green-lighted. Ken, do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, this is very exciting. It was approved this past Friday. It's a digital pill with a chip inside. The FDA has approved it. It's from Proteus Digital Health, and the product's going to be called Helios. It'll actually allow you to determine if you've taken your pill and in the future what you've taken, how much you've taken it. It's a little sensor that you swallow in a pill. Right now it's going to be put in a placebo. In the future it might actually be as a separate ingredient, and then it transmits to a sensor on your skin, which then transmits to another center through the telephone, and it's just a way to make sure you're getting your medication.
All right. There's an interesting way the government is wrapped up in your life, or will be wrapped. Just, man, and more of that stuff you hear about, you see. Unga bunga. 888-553-7536. Front page news from the world of medicine, part of what we are interweaving, plus the newsletter, the weekly newsletter from Dr. Ken. That's coming up to the half past the hour now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Upon his first weekend in August, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here taking your calls at 888-553-7536. Help yourself to that opportunity, or if you can't get to a phone, you ask your questions via email. Here's John Phillips, who is interested in talking about a study done of the prostate. And he asks about somebody, a doctor, and I don't know, you know who the doctor is, but generally speaking, because this study is critical of the information that's out there about prostate cancer, I think this goes back to Ken, and I'm trying to paraphrase what this fellow, Mr. Phillips, is saying and or asking about the prostate, let's see here. Estrogens and how they activate prostate gland estrogen receptor sites. Does that make any sense? What the sperm cells?
I'm not clear what his question is.
The question is, he actually wants to know who funds these studies, because there seem to be so many different studies about the prostate that are conflicting, and I think that's a good point. That probably is the question.
I think what's conflicting about the prostate is that you have this government group that's trying to save money, and they have come out without having any input from practicing urologists, mm-hmm. or even academic urologists, stating that we shouldn't be checking PSA.
Yeah,
and that's what's confusing everybody. My brother's a urologist. The urologists are so upset about this because they haven't consulted the urologists. And this is a complex decision. It needs to be based on an individual basis. But to make a uniform statement that we shouldn't be checking PSA because we might save some money is just so irresponsible. And that's where the confusion is. And you have to not get your information only from the Internet, and that's when it gets confusing.
So this is also, as I read through, this is a three-page, question kind of. DHA. And what impact that has on the prostate. This is about a DHA prostate study.
Right.
DHA is a supplement that sometimes people take.
Right.
I've taken it here and there.
We've talked about that, where there's excessive, in excess, there was a study that showed it increased the risk of prostate cancer. You know, there's a report out. I think most of us consider Consumer Reports pretty reputable.
Yeah.
And there's a huge alarm in the September issue of Consumer Reports, alarming the 50% of us who use supplements that they may be dangerous. And I think this is along those lines, that you have to do everything in moderation. Mm-hmm. Don't overdo it, because it's the yin-yang of medicine I always talk about. you may be harming yourself. And there's a huge alarm this week in the September edition of Consumer Report about
I'd be interested
that.
To know, because I take a lot of supplements. But
and they're especially warning you to ease up on the antioxidants, the fat-soluble vitamins A, D, and K, and watch out in many of the supplements that they slip in some prescription drugs. There are also toxic metals in many of them. And this is just a huge warning, and I think that that's where this gentleman read about people who are taking excessive amounts of fish oil, thinking they're going to do their body well, are actually harming their prostate.
Well, one of the questions that I would ask has to do with especially vitamin D. In that range, you have been pretty prolific in your overview of D, what we need to have, and people seem to be way short. There are blood tests for that now, and seems to be something. On one hand, people are telling you to take vitamin D and make sure you're taking enough of it because your body needs it in order to survive, and that doesn't seem to be the case with A anyway.
Well, you can get excess of any of these fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K, and you just have to hit the magic target and not pull your own teeth. And D, you can take up to 2,000 units a day, most of us, without getting into problems. I see people come into my office taking 5,000-10,000 units a day, and I get palpitations.
Yeah. What, a vitamin D?
A vitamin D.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Casey's in Rapid City, South Dakota. Go ahead, sir. You're now on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Oh, thank you. I was wondering if the doctor has heard anything or knew anything about relation between weight loss surgery and alcoholism.
Casey, great question. Great question. There was a report in last month, in June, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, fascinating study about an increased risk of getting alcoholism after the typical gastric bypass surgery that we do, where we shorten up the stomach to decrease your appetite so the stomach gets filled up a lot sooner. And actually, there was about a 7% jump in alcoholism the first year and 10.7% jump the second year. And the theory behind it is that when the stomach shrinks up, you just absorb the alcohol a lot faster, so you have an increased likelihood of actually becoming an alcoholic. My advice is, if you have this surgery, you just want to get back to the alcohol very slowly. Whatever you are taking, take at least 50% less of what you were before the surgery.
Well, and that's why I was calling. For me, I kind of thought maybe I was, you know, I drank too much anyways, and I had the surgery the 26th on Thursday. But the reason I had the surgery was a lot of people I knew had it, and I spoke to them, but there are people that have never drank or whatever, and now, you know, in the last couple of years, I see them at the bar more, and they're just very more intoxicated.
Casey, Casey, you're not going to become an alcoholic after the surgery if you don't drink. You just have to be aware that it's going to be a lot easier because you're going to absorb the effects a lot sooner. So just be aware of that, and maybe just see if you can do without it.
Right.
All right. That's pretty sage advice. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken can't really give you a consult in the sense because he's got to see you, but he can certainly answer a lot of these questions, and that's why it has a lot of value for the individual and for the collective. The good of all served by sometimes the interests of the one. Here, so many people listen to the program, there's bound to be somebody who's going through the same experience that you are, and you're helping by asking the question. So take the step, take the leap, as Cheryl has done, dialing 888-553-7536. Cheryl's in Auburn, California. What's going on with you, Cheryl?
I get leg cramps, and they just wake me up out of bed. And they're so severe that they last a few minutes.
All right, this is simple. Go ahead, Dr. Ken.
Cheryl, are you on any medications?
Yes.
Are you on a water pill, a diuretic?
No, not that I know of.
Well, if you are, I'm sorry?
Oh, I was going to say I take Narcos for the pain in my body.
Do you know the names of your medicines real quick?
Yeah, I'm a diabetic, so I take metformin, glipizide, neuropathy, nortriptyline, Mexicali, there's a M-E-X.
Mexitil?
Something like that, but,
Cheryl, do you have depression also, Cheryl?
Not really.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. I take a small amount of Celexa or Cilentropan, and Lisinopril. I don't have high blood pressure, but they said it helps the liver when you're a diabetic.
What about restless leg syndrome? Do you have that?
I thought I did for a while, but he hasn't diagnosed it as that or anything.
Okay. Leg cramps are very common in people who have diabetes, people who have peripheral artery disease. They're also very common in restless leg syndrome. So you need to get all of those evaluated and make sure that if they're present, that they're optimally treated. And some of the other things that can cause leg cramps are things like flat feet or spinal stenosis, alcoholism, thyroid issues, kidney and liver issues.
Thyroid, yes, bad thyroid, but no alcohol at all.
And medications can do it. Classically, the diuretics, because they deplete you of potassium. Some of the other blood pressure drugs can do it. Women on all contraceptives often have leg cramps. A big cause is dehydration, diarrhea, even pregnancy. My wife had them horribly when she was pregnant. Make sure you get adequate hydration before you go to bed. You know, a lot of people don't like to drink because they don't like to stay up all night urinating. And you have to hit a balance between being adequately hydrated, not dehydrated, before you go to sleep. And make sure that all of those other issues are looked into, especially the minerals and the thyroid.
Okay.
Sounds like a pretty good RX to FX, that deal. There you go, Cheryl. Go back to sleep. Ivan in Rome, Georgia. Don't you love it? People wake up, they turn on the radio. Wow, there's a doctor. I'm going to call him right now. And you fix the problem, hopefully. Ivan, you're in Rome, Georgia, we're told, and we're happy to have you on. What's going on?
I have high triglycerides, and I'm taking fish, flakes, and board. That good?
I mean, we were breaking up a little bit, but I didn't hear it entirely. But triglycerides are a fraction of the cholesterol, and triglycerides go up for a number of reasons. You have to fast adequately 12 hours to actually get the lowest triglyceride level that you can measure in the body. So not fasting adequately, not being at ideal body weight, eating excessive white flour products, all the bakery goods, that increases the triglycerides. Not being at ideal body weight, an inactive thyroid, when your thyroid's low, boosts up the triglycerides. Too much alcohol, we were talking about that before. This, too, will increase the triglycerides. One of the nice treatments that we're currently using is this high-grade fish oil, Lavazza, 4 grams a day as a way to treat triglycerides when they're above 500. Triglycerides can be a big problem in the lower elevations. Above 150 is abnormal. It can predispose to clogging up the circulation throughout the body, heart attacks and strokes especially. When it gets above 500 to the 1,000 range, it can be a serious, serious problem because it can clog up the pancreas and cause severe life-threatening pancreatitis.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. 888-553-7536, Oakley. Okay, with that, I guess it's easy for us to launch off into a discussion about cardiol, because cardiol is known to work on triglycerides. The level's too high, this takes care of it. Cholesterol, level's too high, this takes care of it. So what's the relationship? I don't know if I've ever asked you this as we talk about cardiol, between triglycerides and cholesterol. They're two different fats, are they not, or measurements of fats?
Well, this cholesterol molecule, it's a big one, and it has different fragments. The good cholesterol, HDL, the bad cholesterol, LDL, and the triglycerides are three of the major fragments of this big cholesterol molecule. But high cholesterol, it is a serious condition, Doug. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease as well as strokes. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower the cholesterol in my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, Doug. They work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood, which we were just talking about, known as triglycerides. And the users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
And the folks who are responsible for importing Cardiol from Italy are so confident it'll work for you. Last gentleman, this would have helped him, I think, right? The Cardiol seemed to be a way for those who are concerned about triglycerides. First, you have to know what the levels are. Test them. Then you can take the folks at Cardiol up on their offer, a free 30-day trial of Cardiol, so you can see how it works for yourself. So you get your test before you start, then you get it after the 30 days. You'll pay shipping and handling, and that's it. Go to Dr. Ken's free trial when you order online at cardiol.net/Ken. That's cardiol.net/Ken, K-E-N, and click on Dr. Ken's free trial, or you call toll free 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
The Good Day Health newsletter, Dr. Ken, every week goes through a number of things. There are a lot of bits and pieces about Dr. Ken in the newsletter, but most importantly, he does some research this week. What's the big news?
Doug, this is the latest news in pediatric health, keeping our children healthy, the latest news right out of the medical journal, things you may not be aware of.
A lot of focus on folic or folic acid. That's explained here. Dr. Ken and the Good Day Health newsletter, sign up for it at drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA.
Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here to evaluate the medical news of the week and to evaluate your question, your condition, if you will. Don't know what the question is unless you are able to get to us, and that's why I frequently repeat the number, 888-553-7536. Or email to Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show or to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com. Steve is in Bristol, Tennessee, listening to the Good Day Health program on the weekend. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Ken. My physician has me taking 4 fish oil tablets daily plus 1 10-milligram tablet of atorvastatin for, I guess, for cholesterol.
Atorvastatin.
Yeah. What are the long-term effects of me taking this? I mean, let's say I take it for a year. Am I going to have any adverse effects from it?
From the Lipitor?
Well, just from the combined fish oil plus the other.
You may have about a 20 to 30% less chance of having a heart attack or stroke. If you have very high cholesterol or other risk factors. You know, I was concerned in the mid to late 80s when these statins were out there in the background going under studies, because it seemed to me like you'd have to be on cholesterol-lowering drugs for life. And I had a lot of uneasiness in the late 80s when they first came out, approved by the FDA, putting 30, 40, 50-year-olds on these for 30, 40 years. Not knowing what would happen, but fortunately, there have been people on these statins since the 1980s, and actually, there's decreased evidence of cancers, and in the prostate is one of them, and GI is another, and we're not yet recommending them to lower the risk of cancer, but that's just an added benefit. Using statins, they shouldn't be in the water, but it just depends on your risk factors. If you are at significant risk of having heart attacks or strokes, if you already have plaquing in your circulation, it's the best thing you can do to push back. I used to get so many 3 a.m. unexpected wake-up calls before I was aggressively using statins with plaques in their circulation patients, and now I tell you, I rarely get an unexpected 3 a.m. call.
Well, like I said, I don't smoke or drink, and I walk about a mile and a half every day and play tennis once a week, and I feel fine. So I was just worried.
Do you have diabetes, high blood pressure, family history for heart issues?
Seems like my dad and most of his brothers.
At what age did they have? What ages did they have heart attacks?
60s, 70s, but some of those old boys were pretty hard drinkers, so I'm not sure if that's.
Well, for you, your risk is your siblings or your father, men 55 or old or younger, women, your mom or your sisters 65 or younger. That's what specifically gives you genetic risk. But again, the risk benefit of taking a lifelong statin is not a simple question to answer. I would probably need about 15, 20 minutes with you to examine you, to do a complete risk profile, and then to make a hard decision. If you already have documented circulation plaques in your heart, then it's easy. You need it no matter what your cholesterol is, unless you have had side effects to it or you have liver trouble. But for someone like you that maybe just has an intermediate risk, you know, I'd have to look at your profile. I have to talk to you about symptoms. I'd have to get to know you better to know your risk of having a heart attack and then make that decision.
Well, the last time I had my blood pressure taken, it was 123 over 78, and for 57, is that okay?
That sounds great. So you don't have blood pressure, cholesterol, you're not obese, you're not a smoker, no family history, it sounds like. And how high is your LDL, your bad cholesterol?
You know, I don't have that paperwork in front of me.
I'd need to look at that. Are you having any symptoms suggestive of heart disease? Chest pain, shortness of breath, unexplained.
Oh no, honey, I could walk 3 miles and not work up.
Well, as simply stated, ask your doctor why he put you on a statin or she put you on a statin, the Lipitor. Call me back next week and maybe we can go over it even further, because this is important for everyone. All of us need to be risk assessed to lower the risk of the number one cause of death in America for all Americans, heart attacks, men and women.
That sounds like pretty good advice, Steve. I look forward to hearing from you next week. 888-553-7536. Pig flu, a problem?
Pig flu, there's a new virus in the pigs. If you're at the state fair, you don't want to kiss that pig. If you do interact, make sure you wash your hands. Keep the kids away, especially the infants, and anyone who's immune suppressed, stay away. There's this new virus. Hopefully it'll just stay with the pigs.
Stay. Kiss that pig goodbye. Dr. Ken has another hour devoted to you and your questions at 888-553-7536. 59 past now. Good day weekend. Good day health.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.